Speaking to an industry audience just outside Fort Gordon, Georgia, Major General Stephen Fogarty, the commander of the Army's newest Center of Excellence, described the balancing act the organization will need to perform. Make sure the Army's new Cyber Corps and its established Signal Corps, Intelligence Corps, and Electronic Warfare Corps each blend their capabilities into one coherent force for what the military has taken to calling information dominance. But at the same time, make sure not to muddy the high levels of training and distinctive capabilities each of those disciplines have right now.
And what we're going to have to do, I think, at least in my estimation, to make sure that at the end of this, we don't end up with three separate, exquisite, very expensive stovepipes that really don't support the commander's requirements. So we're going to converge some things. We're going to change some things, both on the intel side, the signal side. We're going to create a very important capability. We're going to formalize it. We're going to train it. And we're going to employ it on behalf of the nation. That's our responsibility.
The Army created the new Cyber Center of Excellence out of the former Signal Center of Excellence at Fort Gordon. Its mission is to serve as the single force modernization proponent for all cyber activities within the Army. The Army's Cyber Command is also in the process of moving to Georgia, and the center will also host the Army's primary schoolhouses for signals and for cyber. On the intelligence side, the Army will continue to operate a separate intelligence center of excellence at Fort Huachuca, Arizona. But Fogarty says the DoD as a whole will still need to find ways to integrate the Army's intelligence resources more tightly into the cyber mission, too.
If I was to look at it today, the reality is we're not necessarily connected, I think, the way we need to. Because when I went to DISA and I asked Mr. Huffman, well, how many intel guys do you have? What do you think his answer was? Zero. My G2, my mighty G2 at the Cyber Center of Excellence is what? It's a first lieutenant. We've got to fix that. We have to make that investment. But how can you conduct a major operation? Because that's what it is. The Doden's an operation. It's one of the most complex, most important operations that we do as an Army, and you don't have intel support. That doesn't make sense to me.
Fogarty says in order to fuse more of the Army's intelligence capabilities into future cyber operations, it will also need to do some thinking about the operation of its IT networks. While virtually all the military's intelligence operations happen on the JWICS network, which hosts top-secret level data, the overwhelming majority of actual military operations where the Army employs cyber tools occur at the lower, secret level, SIPRNet.
So we can't, again, have two exquisite stovepipes, one called TSSCI and one called SIPRNIPR, you know, unclassed, which is becoming even more important. My ability to get access to unclassed information, you know, from the net at net speed, I'm not talking about NIPR, but actually unclassed information for social media, to be able to shred through that is increasingly important. So I've got to be able to bring that into that environment. And the same thing, I've got to be able to push very easily at the speed of the net information out. Now, we worked this very hard in Afghanistan with the Afghan Mission Network. You know how we did it? We burned it on the CDs. We took it from one system, we loaded it up to the other system. So we got to do much better than that. And what we can't end up with is an exquisite ICITE, exquisite JIE that we have to load from CD to CD to push around. So we're going to need some help on that, some major help.
Fogarty says even though a large part of the new center's mission is to help formalize the cyber career field within the Army, it's his intent to also strengthen the existing Signal Corps and Intelligence Corps. But in the near term, the number of trained cyber forces the Army's able to produce will be small in comparison with those more established disciplines. The Signal School will produce about 15,000 soldiers per year to build and operate the network. In contrast, the Cyber School will only turn out a few hundred per year in its initial phases. So, to meet current day needs, Fogarty says the Army will continue to borrow soldiers from the intelligence and signals communities to fill out its cyber force.
It's going to be exquisitely trained. It's going to be small. And it's going to be some of the best from the Signal Corps and some of the best and brightest from the Intel Corps. That's what we're going to start with. That's what's going to be required. Because we don't have an operational pause. If I haven't said it before, we're under attack right now. So we can't ponder this. We have to continue the operation. Continuity is really important as we work all of the requirements out. And at the end of this, what we can't afford to have are three exquisite stovepipes of signal, cyber, and intel, because we just made the problem worse. So this is why this community is going to have to come together.
In the longer term, Fogarty says the Cyber Center of Excellence will also allow the Army to focus its cyber resources and priorities in one place. While the service has been conducting what are now called cyber activities for a long time, they've never come under a coherent organizational construct across the service.
So a lot of that is scattered throughout the Army right now. And so there are a lot of, you know, ponds or pools of brilliance. And what does that have a tendency to do? Well, it disperses your funding. Left hand doesn't know what the right hand's doing. And frankly, if we're not careful, we can make some really bad investments without adequate oversight and not be able to move forward. Now, the other part of it is, as industry, who do you tap into? And right now, there are a lot of touch points. And so we're going to pull those together. Ms. Hsu, this is one of her major tasks. She's worked with the Secretary and General Odierno, and they're taking a hard look at that right now. How do we develop a coherent acquisition community of interest? Because requirements are all over the map right now. There's some dry holes out there that we're just continuing to pump money into, and we've got to stop that. But part of it is we got to understand it. Understand that ecosystem, but we're going to start to bring control to that.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio.com and 1500 AM.